vez no hay telón, así que puedes mirar con morbo espectador. Te invito a nuestra ciudad. En un esquina es muy fácil. A un niño que trabaja y sigue lanzando pelota.
Welcome back to Voices from the Frontlines. My name is Manuel Criollo, and I'm the host for today's show, Voices from the Frontlines. So there's been a surge of in immigrant raids in the last recent months, and has led to thousands of arrests and deportations in cities across the country. We're joined by Emma Lozano, president of Pueblos Sin Fronteras, a Chicago-based immigrant rights organization. And in reality, you know, Pueblos Sin Fronteras has been one of the leading organizations that have been advocating for the rights of immigrants and have been part of the very successful series of protests that happened last year. Welcome to the show, Emma.
Thank you, Manuel.
Well, Emma, tell us about the action that you had in Chicago. I heard you were disappointed by the turnout, but I heard more than 10,000 people probably that you had, I believe last Friday, right, down in Chicago?
It was last Saturday, and it wasn't 10,000 people. It was more like maybe 2,000 people. But it was a very energetic crowd, and I call it more like a massive press conference that's preparing for the mobilizations that we have to do in the next few weeks.
So, Emma, why don't you tell, I've been reading a lot, you know, just I heard there was a big raid that happened out in the Northeast around the New England area. And obviously here in Los Angeles, about a month ago, they arrested, you know, hundreds of immigrants out in Orange County and here in parts of Los Angeles County. Why don't you tell the public what's been happening in the last month? Because there's a contradiction happening. On one hand, there's a lot of discussions about regulating immigration or creating some kind of, you know, profound immigrant reform for immigrants across the country, and yet ICE seems to be functioning on another arena.
Yeah, ICE is right now like a runaway train. It's like democracy hasn't really caught up, you know, because we did the mobilizations last year. We changed the Congress, and now democracy has to catch up. And what we're seeing is the total opposite, aggressive and more raids than they've done, I think, in the history, right before the introduction of the very bills that would make eligible the people they're right now deporting. In Chicago, we've had several raids, and also in Huntington Heights, it's a suburb of Chicago, they raided the Cano Packing Company and took 17 people, mostly women. Some of the women are single moms, and their kids are left alone. In Indiana, there was a raid at the J. Cole factory, and they took 35 immigrants, almost all Mexicans, from both of these raids, and mostly women again. There's a situation where there's a woman where she's breastfeeding an infant, and her breasts are gorging with milk because she can't get it out because she's not feeding, and the child had to go to the hospital. Well, I mean the baby, because it's suffering this transition from breast milk to formula. I mean, it's just a total violation of human rights. It's like a concentration camp in Nazi Germany. And I believe that this is going on because they're trying to appease those racists that know that, you know, what is obviously to come. And also, I believe they're trying to deport millions of people before the implementation of a law that would allow them to legalize. And that's why the mobilizations are very, very important, and the lobbying efforts. We got word today that many of the Republicans are backing off of the bipartisan bill, that the White House is on its own now. So it's war, you know, and we've got the votes there, but let's see if we have the courage on the Democratic side, because they're sometimes as bad as the Republicans around the issue of immigration or as cowards. And we need to really get to mobilize the people with phone calls, emails, on the streets, and lobby efforts. So I'm on my way to Washington, D.C. right now. I'm on my way to the airport. And we're taking families out there so that they could see the faces of the very families that they're separating. This is not Bin Laden here, you know? When we were chanting, we would say, that where is Bin Laden? You know, they're just supporting our folks. And it's unfair, it's racist, it's profiling, and we need to put a stop to it. And only we can do that, all of us that are como una familia latina unida. Those that are born in this country, that have the right to vote, got to speak out for those that don't. And the legal residents and the undocumented themselves got to come out and say, ya basta con la injusticia. And we have to do it again like we did it to Sensenbrenner. We know we can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very positive of what we can do. And I'm looking forward to the May 1st mobilizations and the lobby efforts that are going to take place in Washington, D.C.
One of the issues that's been, I think has been hard has been that on one level, you know, even though I think the mobilizations were, you know, obviously incredible. I mean, I was here and obviously, you know, I mean, millions of people marched on May 1st and, you know, and then easily another million marched out during March. Then on some ways, given sort of the reactionary nature of many people who basically are against immigrants and are, you know, are basically anti-Mexican, anti-Latino, and anti-Arab. And, in other words, maybe I don't fully agree with your assessment about, you know, where has Bin Laden, because in fact, that only leads to, you know, the profiling of Arab immigrants. But I would say, don't you think in some ways the immigrant rights movement at times is also trapped, given that even their most, you know, powerful allies at times inside the Democrats, even as you said, the Democrats being, you know, at times also the ones that lead very anti-immigrant legislation, in many ways trap the immigrant rights movement by forcing us to not only talk about, obviously, legal rights for immigrants here, but in fact really are promoting more ICE, you know, agents and more bordering of the fence. How have you come down on that question, and how do we raise the issue about both? We don't want a death of wall, and also we want to, you know, we want rights, full rights for immigrants.
Yeah, I mean, what I believe that we have to say what we want, and we have to fight for what we want. Negotiations are going down right now, mm-hmm. but they've got to hear our voices. They've got to see what they've done. I mean, it's totally human rights violations. Mm-hmm. They were, I don't know if you heard, but they were marking numbers on the palms of, I mean, on the backs of the hands of the detainees, the women, the mothers, and that, like, if it was like a animals or branding them and things like that. I know that there, it looks real, real bleak, but it's been like this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing is going to be given to us. We have to get out there and fight for it. So it's the question of what do we want? And then we have to go and get it. And we have the numbers to do so. Right now, I know for a fact that if the Democrats were truly, truly behind us, then they would vote for it, pass legalization, legalize everybody, and then, you know, recruit them to be Democrats. And for all we know, we could put Dolores Huerta as president because we have the numbers. But they don't want to do that. They want to hold back the inevitable, and the people in power are still afraid of the country, the red states turning brown and all of those issues. But we have to get out there and we have to mobilize and we have to be fearless. We have to get out there. They're trying to scare our people. We have to not be scared as we came out and squashed Sensenbrenner's mm-hmm. bill. But now they're implementing it without having it. Mm-hmm. And we need the Democrats to get some courage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did we go out and vote? Ayer marchamos. Mañana votamos, or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. I don't even remember the lemma anymore.
Right.
Pero ahora tenemos que triunfar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to get out there and we have to make it happen. So there's a lot of people doing different things, and there's people lobbying, and the pressure is on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to really put the pressure on our elected officials and make them speak up. Because it's one thing to say we want a bill and we're fighting for legalization and, you know, and but they're talking also about border control, more security, and that. And they haven't even stopped the deportations that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to come from detention center in the morning, you know, because they're doing bond hearings. And you know how much they're charging each person? Between $7,000 and $10,000. You know, these are people that are making very little money
mm-hmm.
and being exploited. And it's about this time this country recognizes the families that were formed here and the children that were born here, because there's 4 million U.S. citizen children that are being affected. Their parents are being deported, and they're living with the threat of separation of family, and that's a violation of the Constitution. We got to uphold the constitutional rights of these children. It shouldn't change because they're brown, or they're people of color, or they're immigrant, or hijos de inmigrantes. So, you know, we know what we got to do. We just got to put all the ingredients together, and we got to get out there, and we have to mobilize our forces.
How do you assess? I mean, I know that I think last year was, what, March 10th when you guys in Chicago had a massive rally and action that I think was, you know, pretty much a one of the, you know, spark plugs from for last year's movement. How do you assess the movement right now? I think there's been sort of a level of tactics that everybody's trying, from lobbying to voting to mass actions, mobilization.
I think the same thing's happening that was happening before the first marches in Chicago. Because we had a march on July 1st, 2005, and then on September 16th, 2005, we were doing all of these marches building for March the 10th. Mm-hmm. And then Sensenbrenner passed. And then that gave us the, you know, that gave us the gasoline to start the fire, you know, because then everybody got angry. So, but I think the same thing, they were telling us back then, don't mobilize your Latino base because there'll be a backlash. And that was holding people back. Now they're saying don't mobilize, it's better just to lobby. It's never better just to lobby. You know, you got to get out there in the streets. You got to try your boycott, economic power. You got to use all the ingredients because it's like we have all of these weapons to use, and we're being told only to use a few to sprinkle ourselves with Anglo immigrants and everything. Come on, now we can handle this.
Right.
You know, we got to get out there and do our job.
Well, here in LA, you know, as you know, I'm pretty sure you know the sort of intricate issues. There was a big division in the movement where essentially on one side the Democratic Party and the Catholic Church basically wheeled and forced essentially their line on the movement and promoted the U.S. flag and being on white and the sort of broad issues around the rights of immigrants and the broad rights about, you know, stopping the harassment and stopping the death wall was no longer a real debate here in Los Angeles. And I think it was both a great moment of for us, a joyous moment because it was a huge moment for the movement, and at the same time, a certain sector of the movement was essentially taken over by the Democrats. Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah, that happens all the time, and we have to always be prepared for that. But the movement always starts from the ground, and then later on, all of the institutions and the Democratic Party, they got the money, so then they co-opted. But we got to do our job at the base, at the grassroots. We got to move our people. That's where they're at. That's who we have to defend, regardless of what the obstacles are. We have to be positive because everybody wants to talk about how hard it is. It's always been hard. Mm-hmm. It's never been easy. And I'm sitting right now next to a teenager, Ricardo. His father was deported almost 3 years ago, and he's still fighting. You know, he's right now with us going to Washington, D.C., you know, and stuff like that because he suffered it. And, you know, these are the new Americans. This is what they're building in this country. These kids that they've seen that they're U.S. citizens, so they still deport their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some really tough, motivated young people, and we have at least, you know, the high schools are going to walk out on May 1st here in Chicago, and I believe we can do it. We just can't let ourselves get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It gets co-opted by the Democratic Party because they got the money. The signs started out all handwritten on homemade posters, Amnistía, and then later on they're saying something else, and they're all glossy, and they got unions. But they weren't there when we started in Chicago. None of them even came to the first couple of marches. May 1st, everybody came out, and you know, and then we have everybody saying they're the leaders. But come on, it was already an avalanche by then. You know, the ball was rolling, and that's what we got to do again. We got to spark the fire within our people. You know, we're people that come from ancestors that were revolutionaries. You know, we don't have atole en nuestras venas. You know, we know how to do this. And certainly we're up against people. We got Obama here running for president, Hillary running for president, wanting the Latino vote. And some people are already on board saying, oh, Obama's my my Cesar Chavez and mm-hmm. my Martin Luther King. No, so he hasn't even proved himself to us. The Latino vote shouldn't, and Mexican vote in particular, shouldn't be a guarantee to nobody until they come to us with a moratorium. Mm-hmm. Stop these raids and abuse of our people. And we got to be real strong about it and I know once they're in there, they're going to negotiate, but if we don't have their feet to the fire, we're going to get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to keep the feet to the fire. And the way we do that is that we're out there ourselves. Don't wait for somebody to represent us and go out there. That's why we're on our way to the airport right now. I can't trust the agencies and the organizations to represent Richard. His mom has to do that. I have to do that. Mm-hmm. And Richard has to do that himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're going with La Familia Latina Unida. And you know, Elvira had to stand up to Homeland Security and, you know, basically tell Homeland Security, who's supposedly is the most fierce armed force in the universe, she said, talk to the hand.
Right.
I'm not going.
Right.
You know? And that's how we got to be. We got to use her as our inspiration.
You're very inspirational, Emma. You're very inspirational. Emma, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get on our website, which is www.somosunpueblo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can get on my email, which is PSF, that's initials for Pueblo Sin Fronteras, mm-hmm. @somosunpueblo.com. Or they could call our office, and Elvira answers the phone, 773-523-8261.
Well, thank
you. And we're on fire. We're not going to let, we're positive.
That's great, Emma.
We've been waiting for this fight, and we're taking it on, and we're going to win. And anybody who wants to sit home and cry about it, pues, you know, stay there. Because nosotros estamos en una guerra para la defensa del pueblo de nosotros. This is our country. We're no damn immigrants. We've been here. And if anybody's any immigrants, they come from far away, but we respect everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who pays taxes and works hard in this country deserves to be here, deserves to live a life with dignity, and deserves to vote in this country. So that's what the fight is really about, and to defend the children. Oh, don't change the Constitution on us now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the brown people are already born in this country, we're fighting for it all of it. Legalization for the 12 million undocumented immigrants, moratorium now.
Thank you, Emma. That was Emma Lozano, president of Pueblo Sin Fronteras. You're listening to Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 90.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We'll be back in a short break, and our final guest will be Michael Fox from Uruguay.